Hey everybody, this is Collarworks Radio. I'm your host, Justin Baker, and with me this week is Patrick Tyne, a new arts contributor to the TU. How are you doing, Patrick?
Doing very well. How are you?
Good. Excellent. So, have you on here this week. If you could give us a little idea maybe about what's going on in the region and things that you could check out in Hudson.
Wonderful. Well, I just got back from a weekend in Hudson. It was the most Hudson weekend you could possibly imagine. I went to a store where they custom make your own shampoo and conditioner. Don't ask me how much that cost, but my partner insisted on it, and now I have custom-made shampoo and conditioner.
You have the shampoo?
I do, and conditioner. It's got frankincense in it.
Oh, okay. It's very Catholic.
It's extraordinary. Well, you know, Holy Week. Right. So I saw a couple of things. You know, walking down Warren Street in Hudson is one of the great pleasures of living in upstate New York. And I was drawn in to one gallery in particular, and that was the Hudson Milliner Art Salon, which is showing the work of Charlotta Johnson, who is a German artist. The show is called Americana, Celebrating Our Checkered Past and Present. And it's a series of paintings, collage-type pieces of basically, you know, rebellious heroes in American history. So you have a great shot of Rosa Parks. There's a huge seven-panel collage homage to a picture of Harlem taken by the legendary African-American photographer James Van Der Zee, which is selling for a lot, but well worth it. My personal favorite was a piece she did of the Reverend William Sloan Coffin, who was a great anti-war Presbyterian leader, and she's interspersed pieces of a firebrand speech he gave against the war, and it's extraordinarily moving. And you know, he was a great you know, it always bothers me that somehow the religion is ceded to the middle of the country or to the South, because there's nothing like invective delivered in such a New York accent like his was, and it's really beautiful stuff. And she really took the time to talk to me about you know, how much she enjoys chronicling this country for better or for worse, and mentioned an interesting story that she briefly was the landlady for Sasha Frere Jones, who was a music critic for The New Yorker, and one of the people that made it was an influence to me as a critic, as a person who wanted to take criticism seriously rather than just being a guy.
And this is the artist?
This is the artist. She was there. And literally, you know, put her phone on silent, you know, to continue talking to me. I was extremely flattered. And she also was handing out postcards addressed to Reality Winner, who is currently she's been prosecuted for whistleblowing, and there was some mistakes made by The Intercept in you know, redacting documents, and she was kind of hung out to dry.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
And she has a painting of Reality Winner too, and hopefully if that sells, Reality will get some when she gets out of prison. So anyway, it was great. I love political stuff. I haven't been able to write about it yet, you know, so it was great to see. And I really enjoyed it. It was really powerful.
What was the name of the gallery again, just for the listeners?
It was the Hudson Milliner Art Salon. I gather it is also a bit of a bed and breakfast and a restaurant.
Okay.
Many of those places. Yeah, there. Yeah. Yes. So that was really cool.
Okay.
Loved it. It was a really good space.
Warren was it? Was like middle, upper,
it
lower?
It was kind of middle. I mean, you Google it, you'll see it. It's if you're facing the river, it's on the left-hand side of the street.
Okay, cool.
So then, you know, I walked in, saw a lot of other stuff, but the thing that really caught my eye was at the venerable Carrie Haddad Gallery.
Sure.
One of the, I think maybe the oldest gallery in Hudson, or
I think
the longest.
Yeah, yeah.
So there was an artist named Jenny Nelson who had some really very perfect for the time and the weather, you know, light abstract pieces. But what really got me were these pieces by an artist named Andrea Moreau. And she works in the most interesting medium I've seen in quite some time, which is the postage stamp.
She takes
postage stamps from different countries. There was one from Czechoslovakia. There was a particularly interesting one from Mongolia. And then creates these elaborate scenes around them. Like the one from Mongolia from the 70s, it was a Soviet republic. And so it was proclaiming their space program. There's this little Mars rover, and from that she just created the surface of Mars. It was really great. And there was a stamp of some hated ruler of Czechoslovakia
It's probably a lot of those.
A lot of them. And I tried to look it up and I couldn't find it and I didn't have a picture of it. But anyway, his face, he was behind the counter at a butcher shop.
Okay.
And I thought that was just twisting the knife. Hilarious.
Oh, that's great.
Wry, wonderful. You know, I'm not really into stamp collecting, but I would be into Andrea Moreau collecting because that was just wonderful. There was also, they had some...
So just to get it straight in my mind, she has the stamp and then she paints around it.
She kind of paints around it, the image bursts forth from the stamp. And on some of them, you don't realize it's a stamp. You just think it's like a drawing of a person. Then you look and you see like the price on it.
Oh, that's clever. Yeah.
And it is very clever. I mean, it's the kind of thing that it's... You know, not all this has to be difficult. You know what I mean?
Right, right. Yeah.
Some of it is just fun, but with an edge. And I just love stuff like that. And it was just a pleasure to see. There were also some interesting cyanotypes from Birgit Blythe, who I'm not that familiar with. But her idea was she took legacy media, like CD cases and magnetic tape from... tape cassettes, and put them on the cyanotype. So it's like you have this ancient, you have this legacy medium of the cyanotype and this legacy media, and it was a cool little commentary. And they're interesting.
So the two shapes are collaged together.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Well, she's the imprint she's making on the cyan paper are the CD cases or the thing. So it's just like it's a little riff. It was nice. And I love that gallery I had never met Carrie Haddad, and she was very happy. She was a wonderful, you know, if you ever get a chance, she's very polite and very fun and friendly.
I think I may have talked to her once. Yeah.
And she said, what do you do? And I said, I write for the Times Union. She said, what? I write for the Times Union. I go, okay. But she was nice. She was really nice about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are the two really cool things that I saw, but some of this stuff might be going fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if that might not be there by the time this is out, but you can look up these artists and they do have certain followings and you'll be able to find their work elsewhere.
Right. Well, you know, even if this shows down, which we pray it's not, but, Hudson's just fun in general to walk around. And we were mentioning two galleries. There's probably, I don't know.
Dozens.
30 more.
And at every price point, I mean, you know, that some of the stuff you go in there and it's like, oh, that's just, you know, that chair costs as much as a Honda Civic, you know,
I can't
do it. And there's so much good furniture. I mean, every time I go there, I think I gotta move here. You know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
One of these days.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Go to Hudson, check it out. Have some fun. Maybe look at furniture. Well, thank you, Patrick, for being here. A couple things that I wanted to just point out that people should go see. Locally, Colorworks Gallery, we have the 41st Photo Regional up till April 27th, and then Everyday Perfection at the Albany International Airport. Great show based on Shaker artifacts and collections with contemporary artists kind of doing their thing. Patrick, did you have anything you wanted to throw out there?
Oh,
for us?
Sure. Yeah. If you want to find me, you can find me on the Times Union. Just Google my name, Times Union. My articles will come up, and you can find me on Twitter at the Real PDT. Help me in my struggle to get followed by Richard Prince.
Excellent. Okay, we will do that. Again, thank you, Patrick, and get down to Hudson if you can. Thank you very much.
Thank you.